This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Let's go!
Let's go!
It's time for the Swain Event with your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 pounds and a Rick Bell.
Deep down the middle's got his man and he's gone. Jason Swain, touchdown.
Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America, Southern Avenue. It's Tuesday, so you know it's half-price wings between the hours of 4 and 8 today. So take advantage of the smoked wings at Dead End Barbecue, half-price, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris. I am Jason Swain. If you're watching on Periscope, Facebook Live, well, the names are right there. No reason to be confused. I'm the guy with the red hair and the red beard and the glasses.
Correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's me. Charlie is the black ball guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I played at Tennessee from 2003 to 2006. Number 6 all-time wide receiver for the Vols.
Oh yeah, you were.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
were worthless, and you only played in the Outback Bowl, kind of talk stuff.
I was just a thug.
865-337-7615 is our telephone number here to B-Drive Waterproofing Hotline. Today we will talk to Quincy Avery, quarterback coach. Longtime quarterback coach, mentor of Josh Dobbs. And one thing that I will be doing over the next couple days is clearing the air with a lot of people that were wrongfully accused of things, who were thrown under the bus and treated a certain type of way, not appreciated. And that's what we're going to do because it's the right thing to do. And so I'm not going to put Josh Dobbs on the spot, but Quincy Avery, real close to that family. Quincy has agreed to come on. And I asked him yesterday, what questions are off limits. And he said, there's no limits. So I'll be asking him about Josh Dobbs' experience and everything that's transpired during his time. And it'll be good. It'll be good, man. You know, Dobbs is one of my favorite football players in the last 10 years in college football, period. Tennessee, it doesn't matter what school. I've spent countless hours after games last, 3 years, not including this past year, but defending Dobbs and telling people, you're going to miss him. You don't understand. You're going to miss Josh Dobbs. You don't understand how much he covers up. And I'm not talking about just on the football field. He covers up a lot with his play on the field. And his excellence in the classroom. He covers up a lot. And you've seen that, him not being here. So we'll talk to Quincy Avery. Looking forward to that. Also, we'll talk to Jesse Simonton of VolQuest. One of the few folks, in my opinion, around here that, tell like it is. I mean, there's a way to tell like it is with still do your job and be respectful and get things done. I think Jesse does a great job of doing that, so we'll have him on for the first time.
Here's where you can really hook people in with Jesse Simonton. He's the guy that asked John Curry about John Gruden. And made John Gruden give that sly smile that's been memed many times over now around Twitter and places. Oh, yes. Jesse's the John Gruden question guy. If you don't know him at all, he does incredible work at VolQuest. He's a great dude. So
I love Jesse. I love Jesse for asking that question. That was great, man. John Curry did have a little smile on his face, didn't he?
Oh, he did. Looks like he knows something.
Oh, man, I'm ready for Tennessee to get a new coach. Boy, I'm ready. And it's only been, 2 days? It's all the smoke, all the who's going to be. I mean, I hate coaching searches. I do.
I can't believe it's not even been 48 hours.
I can't stand coaching searches. I can't stand it. Because there's so much smoke. There's so much misdirection and misinformation. And you got to go and dig through it and find out. And, it'd have been great if Dooley and Kiffin and Butch would have been great coaches and been here a long time. It'd have been a lot easier for all of us. But here we are. So we'll talk to those two guests, Quincy in hour two and then Jesse in hour three. I kind of warned folks for the last months or so that there's going to be a time and place where you're going to see people come out and have their own story about how their experience with Coach Jones. Marlon Lane did that yesterday. I listened to it. We'll talk about it a little bit later. We're definitely going to talk about Gruden, Dan Mullen, and Casey Rosers. They're not the only three coaching candidates we're going to talk about, but they are on the list of topics there on Facebook Live and Periscope, Swain Event TV. Again, not the only three we'll talk about, but they are listed on the topic list. Now, Dan Mullen, I want to go over some pros and cons of Dan Mullen. I think Dan Mullen's a fine football coach. No doubt he's a developer of talent, developer of the quarterback position. He's won at Mississippi State, which is really, really hard to do, especially now. The SEC West is stacked. But he's not a obvious, easy choice for Tennessee. They'll have to weigh some things out, weigh some pros and some cons, and decide if it's the best move for Tennessee. Casey Rogers, a former Vol from Humboldt, Tennessee, representing the state. Y'all said y'all wanted a VFL, right? Somebody Tennessee through and through to be the coach, right? That's what you said. Well, he is getting some interest from Tennessee, and I will talk about. There's no reason to freak out if you're freaking out about that. I'll just let you know. Then of course we'll talk Gruden. He was on Monday Night Football talking about birds needing to get the ball.
But Swain, he had on a blue tie. It means he's going to Florida. We all know that.
Hey, I know one thing. If Chip Kelly goes to Florida, Tennessee needs to add a couple mil to the contract.
Yeah.
You better. Hey, if you let Chip Kelly go to Florida, Tennessee better respond with a better coach. Because Chip Kelly in Gainesville is pretty scary. 865-337-7615, B-Dry Waterproofing Hotline here in the Swain Event, taking your phone calls. Bradley, how you doing this morning, sir?
Better than I deserve. Good to see you guys again.
Great answer. Like, what's that, Family Feud? Great answer. Then Steve Harvey's like, bananas. That's my favorite part of Family Feud is like the person gives like the worst answer ever. I mean, it's not even close. It's terrible. I mean, it is god awful. Steve Harvey stops and cracks jokes and he's like, really? That's the answer you want to give? And the best part of that, go watch Family Feud one day.
I watch a ton of Family
Feud. And notice this. The worst answers, you still get family support. They still clap for you. Good answer.
Yeah,
good answer, Charlie. Yeah. Yeah, it's not even close to the answer. Good answer, Charlie. That's my favorite part of Family Feud. And then Steve Harvey is like my favorite part too. Because he is a character. But good answer, Bradley. Good answer, man. Great answer. Charlie, how are you, man? You doing okay?
I'm doing all right.
Doing good? You doing good, man?
As good as I...
We got a busy day ahead.
Yeah. I mean, as good as I can be. Got to go to talk to the players today, which I'm actually genuinely...
We got some football stuff,
interested
some basketball
in.
Stuff.
Basketball tonight.
On the horizon.
Yeah. It's all happening.
You going fishing today, man?
Am I going fishing?
Yeah, with your cup.
Should I show this off on the face? I do have a fish cup. It's a... Yes.
It was only when it was clean.
Yeah. More or less.
Good answer. Good answer.
Yeah.
865-337-7615. Swain Event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue. Be right back.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
When you're out running around shopping for all your holiday gatherings, don't forget to grab the Mrs. Grissom's. Mrs. Grissom's salads and cheese spreads are perfect when you need a delicious, easy meal and ready-to-eat containers the whole crowd will enjoy, like the select old-fashioned pimento cheese or cranberry pecan chicken salad or the classic Mrs. Grissom's ham salad. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's. Find recipe ideas and coupons at MrsGrissom's.com.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder with the scoop of peanut butter. Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the Sip by Sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week and you'll notice a difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a chocolate gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King, delicious and nutritious. The healthy alternative to fast food.
Don't forget the peanut butter.
Looking for a different way to enjoy the Swain Event? Then check out Swain Event TV, driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. Follow the show on Periscope and Facebook Live. Don't just hear the show, see the show. That's Swain Event TV.
Tis the season for family, fellowship, and food. Don't miss the holidays by slaving away in the kitchen. How about a dead-end rendition on your holiday tradition? Celebrate with a festive holiday meal from Top 100 Barbecue restaurant Dead End Barbecue. Their holiday menu offers traditional dishes with a dead-end twist, or you can choose from any of the house favorite dead-end sides. And don't forget about dessert with their homemade pumpkin cheesecake squares. For more info, contact Dead End's catering department at 865-414-9417 or log on to deadendbbq.com. Dead End Barbecue. The catering search is over.
Up goes your car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
Limb amputation is an incredibly life-changing event, and an estimated 2 million Americans are currently living as amputees. Thankfully, the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center is here to help restore vitality and mobility for anyone living as an amputee. Premier offers a comprehensive approach to prosthetic patients that begins even before amputation surgery and includes a unique custom-fitting process to give you the most comfortable prosthetic fit possible. Whether you're a new amputee or unhappy with your current prosthetic, the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center can assist you in achieving your individual mobility goals. Call 865-474-7096 or visit premierprosthetic.com to request a free consultation with the Premier Surgical Prosthetic Center. Premier Surgical Associates, expertise you can trust.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you're in the kitchen, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlin. I love pig feet.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
I don't know how y'all do it. I ain't eating no damn pig feet. 865-337-7615, B-Drive, waterproof and hotline. Like, who's eating pig feet? I know Turkey Man eats pig feet. I know that for a fact. I'm pretty sure that's an educated guess.
I'd put good money on it.
Let's get to Kenny on the B-Drive, waterproof and hotline. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning, Jason. I usually don't tweet you every now and then, but I usually don't tweet, man. But
tweet
I was doing some stuff last night.
You tweet machine now.
Okay, so you saw me last night, right?
You was in action, man. You was in action last night.
Hey, Jason, you've never seen me in action before, have you?
Nah, man.
I'm gonna tell you. Listen, I'm gonna read this to y'all.
Okay.
The only necessary for the triumph of evil is for good man to do nothing. I like that quote, and hear me out on this, man.
Okay.
I've been DJing for 30 years. I've DJed country, Latin, all types of things. The thing that makes me a good DJ is the fact that I can read people. I can, listen to people's voice and kind of feel them out a little bit. That helps me, get my jobs. I listened to that interview last night. I had my wife listen to it. She's a Christless counselor. She has to take calls. Well, she doesn't do it anymore. We're blessed that she's a stay-at-home mom. But when she had to work, that's what she did. So she had to listen to people 8 hours a day, listen to their tones, know what's going on. I listened to that interview, and I heard...
Which one? Kenny, which interview? Which interview?
Well, you said you're going to talk about the Martin Lane interview. Listen to it twice.
Martin Lane interview?
That's correct.
Okay.
My wife said herself, and she's a psychologist, said they seem calm, cool, and collect. You didn't hear any type of twitching in their voice or anything. Makes me think what he was saying was pretty valid. And I tell you, man, this is why I'm so upset, Jason. And I've never said this to you before, dude, because I try to avoid it. But you know how I always mention guns, though. Man, I'm going to be real with you, man. I think there was a lot of, maybe a little slight racism going on in the University of Tennessee with Dave Hart. I mean, you have a man that all the players liked him, and you couldn't give him an extension to keep him. But then you go for a guy, Bruce Pryor, there was a little thing out on him, but the guy that basically got in trouble again. You get Donnie Chingo, who basically has a show cause now. I mean, to me, Tennessee deserves what they're getting. And then here's the thing about it. I heard some people on the radio had the audacity to say, well, you have a few people that says they like Butch and a few people not. Here's my thing, Jason. We're not stupid, man. I'm not a dummy. Listen, as a football coach, okay, let's say 5 or 6% people that didn't like Coach Fulmer, that's going to happen. Man, when you got half the team saying they don't like him and half the team saying maybe he's okay, dude, where there's smoke, there's fire. And for you to ignore that, that is a travesty. A travesty.
Yeah.
A travesty. And listen, I've never talked to you. Usually I'm talking crazy, Jason. Usually I'm talking crazy, but I'm talking to you real this time, brother. That's a travesty, man.
Kenny, thanks, man. Thanks for the phone call. I really appreciate it. Let me address a few of your comments before we move on. Number one, I don't think it's fair for the fan base or for Dave Hart to be labeled as a racist, or it was race, Conzo faced a big group of racism. I do believe that a few people sent some things to the Martin family. And it only takes one of those type of letters or threats or something about race to shake you up, shake your whole world up. And many people don't maybe know what that's like or experience that, to get a death threat, you know, like a Kevin Sumlin. I mean, just imagine what that family went through when that situation happened with Kevin Sumlin. But that doesn't mean that the Texas A&M fan base is racist. That doesn't mean that the athletic director is racist. That doesn't mean like the whole entire booster group is racist. That just means that one person was ignorant to send that. Just like one person was ignorant to say that I need to be on welfare, get back on welfare, I was uneducated and all this other mess. I know what he wanted to say. Might as well go ahead and say it.
Yeah, we had some racism on the show yesterday.
Yeah, go ahead and say it. But that doesn't mean that he speaks for an entire group. So I want to be careful with that. I think Konzo wasn't treated fairly because he wasn't winning, man. He wasn't winning. That wasn't Dave Hart's hire. Dave Hart was waiting to see what he was going to do. He should have came out like John Curry and threw support behind Konzo. And then at the end of the season, make a change if you have to make a change. That's why I like John Curry's approach, because John Curry didn't pull a Dave Hart and disappear when the team was losing.
Konzo Martin wasn't Bruce Pearl. That was the main problem everybody had.
And I'm telling you this, he was one of the most genuine men that's ever walked through those doors over there on the hill.
Yes.
But when it came to the big games, like Jason said, he wasn't winning them. And when it came to the mid-major games, and when it came to the games that he was supposed to win, he was inconsistent with the performance in those.
Yeah.
Let me explain what I just said about Curry not disappearing when Butch was losing, because there was a time where he wasn't talking, but he threw that support behind Coach Jones every chance he got. And that's what Dave Hart didn't do. And that's what you have to do as an AD. Throw your support behind your coach until it's time not to support him. And I wish Dave Hart would have done that. About Martin Lane, I'm not going to sit here, and this is what you're going to see. You're going to see folks that, if they're going to have something to say, the first thing to do is go attack their credibility. And you can bring up how Martin Lane was injury prone and maybe how he got in trouble or whatever. Doesn't mean that he's wrong in what he was saying. There's evidence to support what Martin Lane was saying was correct. But I'm not into telling other people's story. There's a lineman that the way that he was ran off from Tennessee would make your jaw fall off your face. And I know what Martin Lane was talking about, and I know who Martin Lane was probably talking about. And I told people that you're going to hear stories like that. It's going to happen because of how a lot of people were treated. I saw Bryce's article, Bryce's Views from the Top, his blog, where he said he talked to five former staffers, and they all said that Coach Jones got what he deserved. Like, Kenny's right in the sense that where there's smoke, there's fire. You're going to see and hear more of it. Let's get to Michael. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going today?
Hey, Michael.
Hey, one quick thing before I ask him a question. I guess Chris won't be getting Brad on Meatloaf now.
Hey, Mike, your phone cutting out a little bit, man. Can you hear us?
I was just saying, I don't guess Butch will be getting Brad's mom's meatloaf now. That's kind of unfortunate.
I mean, I told him twice, two separate occasions, you let me know when and where to bring it, and I'll have it there for you.
Missing out.
He didn't come through for me.
But I do have a question in regards to the early signing period, which is essentially, what, 4 weeks away, 5 weeks?
Yes.
In your opinion, Jason, do you feel like there is a coach in place before then? And I'll hang up and listen. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Michael. Yes, I think there will be.
If there's a coach in place before what?
Before the early signing period.
For the early signing. Yes, I do. I think so also.
Yeah, I think so.
So about 5.5 weeks.
John Curry, that would be a huge slip up if there wasn't.
That's a
frankly.
Long time to have an open, a vacant position here with the early signing period around the corner. That's a long time. So, yeah, I think there will be a head coach in place by then. Let's get to Turkey Man. Turkey Man, good morning.
Turkey Man.
Hey, by the way, when I grew up, we didn't rank. We just ranked that as food. Whatever we put on the table, it was food. It was left over. So it wasn't. I understood later that it's called soul food and stuff. But to us, it was just food.
You mean like the pig feet?
Yeah. So whatever, you know, collard greens, the pig feet, the hog jowl, possum, whatever.
Possum.
It's just food.
Okay.
Hey, possum's a good meal.
Never had it.
But anyhow.
Y'all country. Y'all country, man.
Is this stuff true about Butch calling recruits? One question. Is those reports true?
Well, that's what was reported in the Orlando Sentinel. The player was quoted. He came back and said that he was misquoted or whatever. So, hey, either the player said it and he didn't like the backlash and he didn't like the attention, or the writer got it wrong. One of the two.
Dan Mullins, do you think there'll be any repercussions wherever he goes if he leaves Mississippi State from the Ole Miss and Mississippi State and involvement?
I'm pretty sure Ole Miss fans will always try to find a way to get Dan Mullen in trouble.
I just wonder if there's anything there that he'd have to end up being involved in.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, that highly rated linebacker that basically told on Ole Miss and accepted money from Ole Miss signed with Mississippi State. And I don't know if that's over or – what's going to happen from that? What's his name? Leo Lewis? Is that? I think that's what his name is.
Yes, I believe you're right.
So I don't know. I don't know if any of that stuff is going to follow Dan Mullen. But the Mississippi State Ole Miss tattletelling series. I mean, it's like 2-2 right now. They've been snitching on each other for the last couple of years. It's been really bad. A lot of coaches have been in trouble. Boosters have gotten in trouble. Players have been ineligible. They're nasty. Ole Miss and Mississippi State with snitching on each other. It's a snitching championship.
I got one little more quick question. I won't get out of here because I'm number one. You got a great show going today, and I'm excited to hear from your guests and from callers always. But do you think if we hire a coach that's already coaching? Or that you have to wait on him to get through with his season. How would that affect, or how could he help, if that was, you know, the coaching candidate, how would that affect, or how would that help this early signing period? How could he, you know, put players in place or recruit?
I got you, Steve.
All right, guys, I'm out of here.
Thanks for the phone call, Steve. I got you. That's the tricky thing here with John Curry. I mean, you look at Dan Mullen, and you know he'll be coaching what, two more games, and then a bowl game. You look at all these college coaches, and the timeline is really funky. NFL timeline is even worse. The ideal situation is to hire a coach who's not currently coaching, and that's Chip Kelly, that's John Gruden. You want to throw in Les Miles? That's Les Miles, because he can start today. And he can work on the recruiting class. And the recruiting class is taking a hit. And that's expected whenever you have a coaching change. I said this in a nice way. This class is not filled with a bunch of players that could go anywhere they want. This class is not filled with a bunch of players that they call Dabo, Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, Jimbo Fisher, Urban Meyer, that those five coaches would take them right now. Those are the type of players that Tennessee needs to recruit moving forward. And with the John Gruden, you can do that. If you're going to beat those teams, you got to be able to take players away from those teams. One thing Coach Former always did was recruit players away from our rivals, our best opponents. Because, number one, you're not going to get them. And if we don't use them, then they'll transfer and go somewhere else, that are teams that we don't have to play. But now teams that we recruit against and we want the same players, those players are going to those schools. You know, they're going to Alabama. They're going to Georgia. They're going to Florida. And we're playing against them. I remember seeing Derrick Henry in the stands one day. And he had a tank top on. And I was like, whose dad is that? And someone was like, no, that's the recruit. I go, no, you're not understanding my question. That dude with the tank top, whose daddy is that? At least somebody's uncle.
Somebody's uncle just fresh out.
Who is that?
Buffed up,
who's
ready
that
to go.
Old dude wearing a recruit's lanyard?
Go, it's like, go no. Titans. Go
like,
Titans.
No, that's a recruit.
It's a large man in high
That's
school.
A recruit from
he
Florida.
Is.
He's like was. One of the best running backs in the country. And I was like, no, that's – but that was Derrick Henry. It was Derrick Henry. And I was like, man, who? You know, what's his top schools? They were like, well, you know, Alabama. No. We don't need him to go to Alabama because if he goes to Alabama, we would have to play against him. Well, guess what happened? Derrick Henry beat us. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. So we need to recruit those type of players, guys that can go anywhere they want to. And I don't think this class has a lot of it. And if we hire a coach in time, then maybe they can flip some of these players who are committed to those big schools that we deem the top of the top as far as recruiting. 865-337-7615. Thanks for the phone call, Kenny, Michael, and Turkey Man. I almost call him Turkey Meat. I was thinking about possum. Turkey Man, his possum. Ugh. Be right back. Swain Event.
Hour one of the Swain Event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
By now, you know that Mooyah has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Mooyah and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mac.
Germany is at the center of European geography, politics, and economics. The mixing of cultures that shaped Germany have created a delightful cuisine that is unsurpassed. No other East Tennessee restaurant embodies Germany's rich culinary traditions better than Restaurant Linderhof. From Oktoberfest and throughout the year, you can enjoy bratwurst, schnitzel, and other fine German dishes at our restaurant or with our catering. To see the menu or learn more about Restaurant Linderhof, check us out online at restaurantlinderhof.com and like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technicians to see how we can get your phone working today.
There are always a large number of pests that invade homes in the spring. Box elder bugs, stink bugs, ladybugs, etc. What you may not know is that they set up shop in the fall for a spring invasion. Southeast Pest Control offers a one-time treatment to prevent these flying insects from spending the winter hibernating in your home. The treatment is done completely on the exterior of the house to keep these insects where they belong, outside, and it leaves no noticeable residue. Success of this treatment is time sensitive though, so act now before they get inside. Visit southeasttermite.com or call 865-925-3700.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P62279A, Malibu, stock number P62311, plus tax, activity, subject to prior sales, savings include all manufacturer and dealer incentives and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with a preferred CD. For details.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to Sunsphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. I promise everyone will be asking you where you got that cool t-shirt from. Again, it's Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or nothingtoofancy.com.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
From now on, it's Magic Man. And El Diablo.
What's Diablo mean? It's like Spanish for like a fighting chicken.
Fueled by Dead End Barbecue on Sports Radio 1180, the VOZ, and SwainEvent.com.
All right, let's get to Solid Vol. On the Bead Dry Waterproofing Hotline. Solid Vol, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
So my question to you is, with T. Martin being a very capable, highly coveted, up-and-coming coordinator, and it's quite evident that he's going to be highly desired to be the next head coach at some university, what are the odds that he just takes a lateral move and would agree to be an offensive coordinator at Tennessee if the price is right?
I think the odds are good under the right circumstance.
Okay.
Here's what I mean by that. When you come home, when you are a former player at Tennessee, you got to make sure you come back under the right circumstance, the right situation. T had an opportunity to come back when Butch Jones hired him, or wanted to hire him. From everything that I've heard, T didn't feel right about the situation, and he didn't do it. And if T would have been here during all that mess and everything that happened, what if T decided to leave like a Jay Graham? How would that affect their legacy? Would he be able to come back? T just wants to come back for the right situation. Also, you got to pay him. You know, one problem that we have is sometimes we undervalue our own because we think that the loyalty should make up for the lack of salary. So we might go pay someone else $1 million, but pay our own $300,000. You want an example? How about John Chavis, the year that Tennessee let go of Coach Fulmer, John Chavis is only making $300,000 or so around that area. And then the next year, you bring in Lane Kiffin and you're paying Monty Kiffin over $1 million. That don't make a lot of sense. So for T. Martin to come, it has to be the right situation under the right head coach. T wants to be a head coach. Will that head coach allow him to go and be a head coach if he wants to? Or is he going to come to a situation where he is just as good as a head coach he's coaching for? No, he needs to coach for someone better than him so that way he can learn from him, you know, like a Gruden, someone like that. That will be great. Gruden is trying to put together a Vol-heavy staff. This is a fact. He's trying to do this. He's reached out to former Vols who are coaches. He's trying to put together a Vol-heavy staff. Doesn't mean John Gruden is going to sign the papers and say yes. That just means he's doing his homework. He's making phone calls. He's, you know, he's checking the temperature of these coaches out here with Tennessee ties to see if they come home. T. Martin's name has been thrown around as of Friday. T. Martin has not been contacted. Things changed by the second, so I'm not really sure today on Tuesday. That would be great if T. Martin came to coach under John Gruden. I think T. should be the coach in waiting for whoever's going to be the coach. I think that would be awesome if T. could be the offense coordinator, be the coach in waiting, so that way we can carry this thing on for 5, 10, 15 years. That would be fantastic. The same way Coach Fulmer was on staff before he took over, that would be great if T. Martin was in that same position.
Absolutely. That would be a dream right there.
I know, man. I know. I want T. home so much, man, but it has to be a right situation.
To me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Solid.
Great call. To me, I mean, I think bringing in T. Martin would be good. As of right now, what I know of T. Martin, but are you hesitant at all seeing, like, Sam Darnold hasn't really panned out under T. Martin?
No.
That offense hasn't really
There's
panned
underlying
out
reasons
under
behind
T. Martin.
That.
No.
And what are they? What are they?
Because the offensive line
I don't pay
is
great attention to USC.
Riddled with injuries. Riddled with injuries.
Okay.
I think they're out 4 of their 5 starters last time I looked.
See, I was out of that
and
knowledge right
the
there.
The first 5 games, they were entering the season down 2 and ended up playing the first 4 out of their 5 games without 3 of their starting linemen.
Interesting. Okay.
No. No concern.
I mean, and like I said, I think that would be a good move on Tennessee's part, even knowing that his offense is kind of underachieved this season.
To your point, the fact that T. Martin came back a few weeks ago and said that USC has lost a lot of talent to the NFL draft when asked about the offensive woes early in the season, I didn't like that answer. He could have handled that much better, but you live and you learn. I mean, we're better people because of the mistakes that we learn from.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about T. Martin not being good enough to coordinate at this level. I think he would be fine, and he would recruit. He would shut down the city of Atlanta, shut it down. I mean, he's recruited well to USC from Atlanta. I mean, imagine what he could do in Knoxville, being a former player. So,
but I think the real advantage with the recruiting that T. Martin has now is that he has East and West Coast recruiting ties now. I mean, he could get into California, which is such a huge hotbed for talent.
I'm not overlooking him being a head coaching candidate, but y'all know me. I don't speak just on emotion here. I got to take a step back. Tennessee, I don't know if they're in a position to pass the keys to T. Martin to be a head coach in this situation. In this situation right now that Tennessee's in, with Kirby Smart doing what he's doing at Georgia, with Florida possibly putting something together for Chip Kelly. As much as I love T. Martin, grew up watching T. Martin. I don't know if T. Martin's going to get a shot to be a head coach here right now. I think you got to be really, really careful. And not saying I don't think T. Martin would do a great job. I believe in T. Martin. But if I'm the decision maker and I put myself in their shoes, I got to go John Gruden. I got to go establish head coach. I have to right now. I have to right now. I just have to. I can't take a chance. I get it if they decide not to look at T. Martin as a head coach at this particular moment. If the program was more stable and maybe a coach left because he found a better job, but the team was winning and doing really well, then okay. But right now, man, we're in a vulnerable situation. They got to go swing for John Gruden. They got to go swing for the big guys first. I think T. Martin is a long-term solution here at Tennessee. And I will hope that he's a short-term and long-term solution, being an offense coordinator and then being a head coach like Jimbo Fisher was at Florida State. That's what I think would be ideal for both parties. 865-337-7615. Attaboy, coming up next.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Lover Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 56 and a low around 38. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high near 60. There is a 20% chance of rain tomorrow night with a low around 44. Thursday, more sunshine with a high of 60 degrees. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by BeDry. If your basement is wet or cracked, BeDry can help. BeDry.com. Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give BeDry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, BeDry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. BeDry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call BeDry. Reach out to BeDry today. Day at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call BeDry. If you bleed orange and your favorite song is Rocky Top, then it's time to make a trip to Alumni Hall. Look your best this season with new selections from Nike, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, even orange and white fashion dresses and tops for the ladies, not to mention Tennessee Yeti, and you can't forget options for the baby balls. Be sure to shop at Alumni Hall in Paper Mill Plaza, Turkey Creek, and Westtown Mall for the best selection of Vols gear anywhere, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com. Hey, they bleed orange too.
Hey Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Let's face it, you've been wanting a boat for years, but between financing, insurance, and maintenance, owning a boat just isn't in the cards for some people. Luckily, there's Nautical Boat Club. From tri-tunes to tournament wake boats, members enjoy unlimited access to an entire fleet of brand new state-of-the-art boats, as well as all the wakeboards and water toys you'll ever need, all for a fraction of the cost of owning a boat. So if you're ready to get on the water today without having to buy a boat, give us a call at 865-234-0000. Or visit us on the web at nauticalboatclub.com.
Fellas, when it comes to your health and quality of life, knowing your numbers is essential. Low testosterone can make you feel tired and grumpy. It can raise your cholesterol and cause weight gain and lose muscle mass. At Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to get your levels checked. Treatment is even covered by most health insurance with results in about 20 minutes. Call 865-392-1388 or go to lowtcenter.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're a hell of a guy, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Home, remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy here on the Swain event. Fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Tuesday, half price wings between 4 and 8 p.m. Hour 1. And Swain Event TV is driven by Toyota Knoxville and ToyotaKnoxville.com. I-40, Love Road exit, right there on Parkside Drive, used and pre-owned vehicles. All right, guys, what we have today? Bring out the baseball for Attaboys.
I mean, I can bring the baseball out of voice if you want. That's not actually what I had prepared. I was going to give one to Cam Newton. Cam Newton just went absolutely bonkers last night. Yes, he went bonkers on a bad Dolphins team, a floundering Dolphins team. But Cam Newton, and racking up 48 points in fantasy, ended up beating my team with Devin Funchess because those two combined for 75+.
Wow.
It was a very tough night, but Cam Newton, he deserves an attaboy. Very impressive.
He was superhuman last night, it's true. But for my attaboy, I'm going to something that got sort of lost in the shuffle over the weekend because Tennessee got there. But handed to them by Missouri, and then, of course, Butch Jones got fired. And what got lost is that Tennessee's women's soccer team won their opening game in the NCAA tournament. They're moving along. They beat Murray State 2-0. They are set up to play Washington State on Friday of this week, the 17th. That game is going to be in Gainesville, Florida. And it would be big time if they keep moving up in the NCAA tournament. Excited. There is some good sports going on in Tennessee, just not on the football field.
I love it. I love it. Go soccer.
Real quick. Cody Bellinger, Aaron Judge, rookies of the year, NL and AL respectively.
There's your baseball attaboy right there.
I'm so surprised, man. So surprised.
Can't believe it.
Who we got there on the B-Drive hotline?
Mark.
Let's get to Mark. Mark, good morning.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
What's up, Mark? What's happening?
Hey, man, I got to confess, I'm a soccer watcher. I got two girls that play soccer, and we don't miss the UT game. We have to record them. We watch them.
Hey, awesome.
We have to have something arranged to root for.
It's all good, man. How old are your girls?
I got one 12 and one 9.
Hey, man. I thought about putting mine in lacrosse because you can get scholarships easy. So, hey, man.
Yeah, but I heard that UT was starting a soccer team a few years ago, and I was like, well, I'm bringing two girls up there then. That's why they're playing soccer. We don't have lacrosse where I live. Out here in the country, you know, they don't know what that is. We can't really spell it. So, hey, I got a question for you, bro.
Yo.
I mean, yesterday my phone was blowing up with groomers. I ain't calling for that this time. Not until it's done.
But,
hey, what are some of your coaches that do more with less? You understand?
Yeah. I mean, I think Scott Frost does more with less. I think Dan Mullen has done more with less. I mean, he develops
Dan
talent.
Mullen is what I was wanting to know.
No, he does.
Man, he does so much with very little. I mean, that would be a good option. But anyway, brother, that's all I got. One more thing. Hey, I was trying to remember your quote. I seen something about the most discouraging or terrible person I ever met. I just wanted to know if there was anything to that.
What do you mean? You mean my tweet on Sunday?
Yeah.
You mean when I said Butch Jones is probably one of the worst humans I've encountered in a long time? I said it.
Oh, brother.
I said it, and I typed it. I stared at it for 5 minutes. And I thought about how it would come off. And I deleted the tweet just because I was tired of it being in my timeline. It was like retweeted and liked. And I just could not flip through my timeline and answer people without seeing it. So I deleted it. Not because I'm running away from the comments. But, no, right. I stand by what I said. And people
– When my wife read that to me Sunday morning, I busted out laughing. I was like, I can't believe Swain said that.
I but know. It was harsh.
It's true.
It was harsh.
It's true, brother. It was harsh, but it's true.
Yeah. It's.
Thank you, man. Back.
Appreciate that. I understand, man. People maybe didn't like it, but it's true. And you know, you'll hear more and more reasons why.
Yeah.
You will.
It's all going to come out. And already that's already sort of been a flood of kind of horror stories. Oh, and one more attaboy that I want to drop in. I forgot I wanted to say this. To the listeners yesterday.
Yeah, there you go.
We had almost 15,000 people watch on live video between Periscope and Facebook yesterday. Huge. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Also, I mean,
for watching and listening.
Calling in with the kind words, you know, this is.
Yeah, it became a Swain Love Fest yesterday. It was incredible.
And I meant to say this. I told you after the show, I meant to say this, but we didn't get to it because we had so many callers and we were talking. But. This is not about me. If it was about me, I could easily fall in line, not tell the truth, do what everyone else is doing, take the deal. I could easily do that. That's easy. No drama, no backlash, nothing. But I knew there would be a time, like right now, that either I was going to be disliked and respected, or liked and not respected. Because I knew that the truth would come out, everything that's happened, and I was going to be in a real bad spot as far as credibility. And I didn't want to be in that spot. It's not about me. The reason why I've been vocal, and I've been detailed about a lot of stuff, but I have warned folks that stuff ain't right, and you'll hear more and more stuff as we go further down the road. But I saw players, I saw former players, I saw staffers, I saw assistant coaches, I saw people just not treated right, and they couldn't say anything because they were under the power of Coach Jones. And you don't have to be 6'8 or 10'3" to be a bully. You have power. You have power. And you can use that power to smear someone. You can use that power to intimidate someone. And I didn't like what I was seeing. I didn't like people having a sour taste in their mouth about Tennessee. I'm prideful in Tennessee. I live here. I'm going to be here. I didn't want people coming to Tennessee and hating Tennessee and hating everything about Tennessee because of one person. I didn't want that. So me speaking out is to let those folks know that, hey, man, I know what was going on. I'm not going to just keep my mouth closed and say, I'm sorry you went through what you went through. Too bad. I'm worried about myself. I can't do that. Not in good conscience. So that's why the harsh tweet. That's why I've been vocal. I hope people understand that because it comes from a good place. It's not to get clicks. I don't even write articles. I mean, I don't even know what that means. It's not to get viewers. It's none of that stuff. I don't do radio that way. Either I'm going to do radio for the right reasons or I'm not going to do it at all. So there's no tricks. There's no games. There's no, you know, let's just start a Twitter war. There's no publicity stunts. Just don't think that's worth it. I'm going to do it the right way. And if I can't do it right, doing it the right way, then I go dance on the weekends, I guess, with money. Because I can still do that now. I have danced before on the weekends with extra money.
The world's oldest profession.
That's right, man.
I believe.
Hey, sometimes you just got to break a leg.
I can work a room now. I can work a room.
Just don't let me be in that room.
I can work a room, man. Just saying.
Hey, one more coach just that maybe totally does kidding. More with less. Going back to Mark's call, PJ Fleck.
Yeah. Yeah, he...
I don't see him leaving. I mean, he's going to
no,
have...
I'm not saying he's an option, but he does more with less.
He has to question.
Okay.
Who does more with less?
Yes. PJ Fleck then. Yeah,
he's proven that. All right, this next segment, this is what I want to do. I want to talk about the pros and cons of Dan Mullen. So we're going to do that for about 10 minutes. We'll talk about Dan Mullen, pros and cons. Then we'll get to Quincy Avery, Josh Dobbs quarterback coach. He's also worked with Deshaun Watson. Also worked with Jerry Guantano. Huge in the quarterback training world. Very visible. You see, you know, Elite 11 camps during the summer. Quincy Avery is the man. And he doesn't really bite his lip. So, from his perspective, kind of talk to him about what happened with Dobbs' time here and what he saw from Tennessee over the last couple of years to have us in this position looking for a new coach. So we'll talk to Quincy Avery, 8:15. We'll take a break, come back, talk about Dan Mullen. Stay with us.